too hungry for dinner at 8.
I'm starving.
She loves the theater, but she never comes late.
The 75th anniversary of the Tanglewood Music Center kicks off June 20th, and it features an eyebrow-raising duo revealed by the Boston Symphony's managing director, Mark Volpe.
Tony Bennett loves Tanglewood and has been to Tanglewood many times, but we felt it was time for Lady Gaga to experience the Berkshires.
You heard right. Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga will perform titles from their Cheek to Cheek album June 30th at the Lenox Bays Festival.
Thank you. That's why the lady is a tramp.
The unlikely duo, as well as Diana Krall, along with Huey Lewis and the News, headline the popular artist series, which is still being finalized. Andres Nelson's made his Tanglewood debut in 2012 and is now going full bore as the BSO's music director, and Volpe has big hopes for him.
And ultimately, I think, you know, what we hope for is him just becoming more and more familiar and more comfortable in the Berkshires, and he's doing six programs, and we're taking a good number of those programs throughout the world. We have right after we're done with Tanglewood, we fly to London, and we play in the BBC Proms in London, and we go off to Salzburg and Paris and Berlin, and we play La Scala in Milan. So it's a big summer for us, first and foremost in the Berkshires, but then we take what we've been sharing with the Berkshires for decades through the world.
With tributes to Beethoven, Mozart, and Mahler's Symphony 8, Nelson says he plans to deliver.
My task is just to share music making, our music with lots of audience, with all audience in Boston and in America and in Tanglewood and all, worldwide, and to show how great the orchestra is and how great classical music is and how necessary it is for our souls, because the music is like a food for our souls.
Favorites like NPR's A Prairie Home Companion, Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops, complete with circus performers, are slated for returns, as is John Williams' Film Night, which has drawn 18,000 people in past years. To celebrate 75 years of Tanglewood's music school, Volpe says student performers will be joined by some of the more than 10,000 musicians who have passed through its doors.
We have commissioned 30 composers that have all written new works for many of these student concerts, and then we have this incredible archive. So we're going to be releasing some performances led by Leonard Bernstein and Koussevitzky and James Levine and Charles Munch, you know, and all will be available through our web platform. So there'll be free downloads, celebrating the 75th anniversary of the school.
Three quarters of a century after he founded Tanglewood Music Center, Serge Koussevitzky will be honored by an artist series, as described by Volpe.
We're honoring him by creating a new title called the Koussevitzky Artists. And Yo-Yo Ma, who's scheduled to do performances with the Boston Symphony, trio performances, and then a recital with Manny Axe, and Manny Axe and Emmanuel Axe are the two first, and hopefully in a long line of Koussevitzky artists. And both of those gentlemen are performing at least four times at Tanglewood and doing other work with the school and teaching and all that.
More than 330,000 people attended performances at Tanglewood in 2014. The season also marked the return of Tanglewood favorite James Taylor for an Independence Day concert series. This July 4th is slated to feature a favorite popular artist yet to be named. The season runs till the end of August. Tickets go on sale January 25th. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.